Here we see some very recent film, a riot in London's East End, with the police as much responsible for the enormities enacted as the black, brown and white disaffected. Corpses in the gutter. Corpses hanging from lampposts. A torn and eviscerated dying. This is the modern world. Sick, sick, mortally sick. How like a god, said Hamlet, of humankind. Better to say, how like a dog. A dog, as Pavlov showed, can at least be conditioned by the control of its reflexes into behaving like a harmless machine. If mankind is to be saved, science must take over. Science must dig its way into the human brain, crushing the instinct of aggression.
All right, all right! Leave him alone! He did no harm! He only did good! It's a sin! It's a sin, I tell you!
He's fainted.
Lights! Lights! Switch off!
Alex. Alex, wake up. Alex, sip some water.
He did no harm. Why'd you punish him?
Who?
Beethoven. He gave heaven and you turned it into hell.
I don't think I quite understand.
That was Beethoven on the soundtrack. The scherzo of the Ninth Symphony.
Was it? I know nothing about music. I just find it a convenient heightener of emotion, no more.
But surely you see what we've done. Pavlov's dogs salivated when they saw food and heard a bell. Then they salivated when they merely heard a bell. Withdraw the images of violence while keeping the musical accompaniment. He'll respond in the same way. Not salivating, of course. Vomiting. From now on, music will make him vomit. Did you foresee this?
No, but does it matter? Music's a discardable luxury like marijuana or cheap sweets. It's the quelling of the violent impulse that matters. I think he's cured.
No, we've given him a new disease. Music was once the way into heaven. He used the right words. Now it's going to be hell. I think, Dr. Brodsky, I want to withdraw from the experiment. I'd be happy if you'd omit my name from the reports. You've bitten off far, far more than you can chew.
You feel all right now?
Well,
have you noticed a small but vital change in procedure these last few days?
You've not been giving me those injections.
No. There's no need for them anymore. You've been permanently inoculated. The distaste for violence has been programmed into your biochemistry. My forecast has proved correct to the day, to the minute. Take him away. Inform the distinguished gentleman. Oh, and, yes, of course, the professional participants... that all is ready.
I expected that I would be itching as usual to the Cine Mesto in my pyjamas. But no.
Take your seats, please. No noise. Do try not to cough.
Some pride government presents the end result of government's experiments. They said that I'm to concentrate on the crime rate.
On the crime rate!
I'm only here to serve. I steal my nerve with what results you'll observe.
Let us observe!
Give us the votes we deserve.
We will vote you back in, like responsive adults. When we see,
yes,
when we see,
yes, yes,
positive results.
Aha. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we introduce the subject himself. Today we sent him with confidence out into the world again, as decent a lad as you would meet on a May morning. inclined to the kindly word and the helpful act. What a change is here from the wretched hoodlum the state committed to unprofitable punishment some 2 years ago, unchanged after 2 years. Unchanged, do I say? Not quite. Prison taught him the false smile, the rubbed hands of hypocrisy, the fawning, greased, obsequious leer. Other vices it taught him too, as well as confirming him in those he had long practiced before. But, ladies and gentlemen, enough of words. Actions speak louder than. Action now. Observe all.
Hello, heap of dirt. Ooh, you don't wash much, do you? Judging from the horrible pong.
Then he stamped on my nogas, left, right, gave me a fingernail flick on the nose that hurt like bazoomni and brought the old tears to my glazies. Then he twisted at my left uko like it was a radio dial.
What did you do that to me for, bratty? I've never done right wrong to you, brother.
Oh, I do this, and that, and those, because I don't care for your horrible type. And if you want to do something about it, please do.
I'd like to give you a ciggy, brother, but I don't seem to have any. Take this instead, a real horror show Britain.
Oh, keep your stinking bribes to yourself. You can't get around me that way.
Please, brother! I must do something! Shall I clean your boots? Look, I'm gonna do it, my yatsik!
But all this Vec did was to kick me not too hard in the yet. So it seemed to me that it would not bring on the sickness and pain if I just gripped his ankles with my rookers and brought this grozny blatchney down to the floor. But...
Thank you. That will do very well. And now, Dr. Brodsky.
Our subject is, you see, impelled toward the good by paradoxically being impelled towards evil. The intention to act violently is accompanied by strong feelings of physical distress. To counter these, the subject has to switch to a diametrically opposed attitude. Any questions?
Choice. He has no real choice, has he? Self-interest, fear of physical pain drove him into that grotesque act of self-abasement. Its insincerity was clearly to be seen. He ceases to be a wrongdoer. He ceases also to be a creature capable of moral choice.
No, these are subtleties. We're not concerned with the higher ethics. We're concerned only with cutting down crime.
And with relieving the ghastly congestion in our prisons.
Hear, hear. It's an experiment that really seems to work. It's quite amazing all the elements that lurk below the surface dedicated to destroy. Can be subdued, it's quite essential to employ. This new device to keep the social structure pure of criminality and so hard to secure. A glowing future in which villainy will seem a tale for kids or else a memory of a dream.
Me! How about me? Where do I come into all this? Am I just like some animal or dog? Am I to be just like a clockwork orange?
You have no cause to grumble, boy. Whatever now ensues is what you yourself have chosen.
Oh, if only I could believe that. He's been transformed into a mere engine, fueled by fear, incapable of hate, choice, worship, or even human love.
Yes, I am glad this question of love has been raised. Now we shall see in action a manner of love that was thought to be dead with the Middle Ages.
Most beautiful and beauteous of Duvotchkas. I like throw my ticker at your feet for you to like trample over. If I had a red, red rose, I would give it to you. If it was all rainy in Cali, you could have my platties to walk on so as not to cover your dating ogres with filth and cow. Let me worship you and be like your helper and protector from the wicked, like, whoa. Let me be like your true light.
He will be your true Christian. Ready to turn the other cheek, ready to be crucified rather than crucify. Sick to the very heart at the thought even of killing a fly.
Let the heavens rejoice at his comforting voice. We destroy overjoy, liberty of choice.
The point is that it works.
Oh, it works all right. God help a lot of us.
What do you want here, then?
Olivia. I got no key, though. Waiting, you know, for my dad and my mum, or both. Coming home from work, you know.
Yeah. Seen you somewhere before. Wait. That you? Got cured of your criminality, it says here. Read that when I see you. Well, 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 well. Got a famous criminal living here, have we? Hey, we've only just moved in here, but we know our rights. One wrong move out of you, and I'm ready with that dustbin lid there. Got it! Alex?
Mum!
Oh, no. You've escaped. Oh, Joe, he's jumped over the wall. Get away. You're not supposed to be here. We've had enough trouble. Go on. Off.
They let me out, Mum. This afternoon. It was in the papers. Didn't you see?
Your dad doesn't like me to see the paper. Too much sex and rubbish, he says. So, they've let you out. What are you going to do now?
Come home, Mum, first. I mean, that's where I live. Sort of. Who's this, then?
Joe, the lodger, he's got you a room. We didn't think we'd be having you home for another 8 years or so.
Well, he'd better get out and give me back then, hadn't he?
Oh, disgusting. So, this is him. Heard all about you, boy. I know what you've done, breaking the hearts of your poor, grieving parents. So you're back, huh? Back to make life a misery for them all over again, is that it? Over my dead corpse, you will. Because they've let me be more like a son to them than a lodger. So get clear off and leave us in peace. Like what she deserves after all she's gone through.
You...
You filthy young swine.
Shut your dirty fat hole, you! And I give you 5 minutes to get out of my...
You would, are you? You look a bit off-colour to me.
Thrown out of jail this afternoon and not allowed into my own home this evening, is that it? Because of this bullshit glass... And what, my dear mum? Do you, like, propose for your only begotten pain in the...
What's that language, boy?
We can't very well just kick Joe out, can we? I mean, we came to an arrangement, didn't we, Joe? I mean, well, you see my meaning, don't you, son?
It's you I've got to think of who's been like a mother that I haven't got. Would it be right or fair to go off and leave you to the tender mercies of this young monster who has been like no real son at all? Oh, he's weeping now, but that's his craft and artfulness.
Let him go off. Let him learn the error of his ways, and that a bad boy like he's been doesn't deserve such a good mum and dad as what he's had.
All right. I know how things are now. I've suffered, and everybody wants me to go on suffering. Real horror show, and thank you all very much.
You've made others suffer. It's only right you should suffer as well. Come on in, I'm dying for a cup of tea.
I'll make my own way. You'll never vidy me, never no more. Let it lie heavy on your consciences. As for you, you Grozny, sanctimonious Brachny, I...
Get in, get away from him, what he's got might be captured.
And there I was, wanting to cry and feeling like death was the only answer. In my bag of personal vestures, I had my cutthroat Britva. But I at once felt very sick as I thought of myself going swish at myself and all my own red, red, crovy flowing.
Well. Heard all about it. Thought you might be hanging round here.
Dim. I don't believe it. That the moonlight platties? Like a was uniform. Georgie? Pete?
Thanks.
Is. Not like. Is. Things have changed a bit, old droogie. Good pay now with a millicent.
Previous experiences as a villain, a recommendation. Ex-villains to catch real villains. Like Molodoy Malchek's hanging round premises with intent to do like a felony.
You're joking, aren't you, Georgie? It's like a presumably big shoot, isn't it, Dim?
Don't call me Dim like no more, little Toogie. Officer call me. Yeah. Constable call me. So, little Alex is like cured. Yeah, he was read out to us in the station this morning by the super. He said it was a very good way.
Read out to you, eh? You still too Dim to read for yourself, oh my brother.
No, not to speak like that. Not no more.
Guilty!
Go on, do something.
I can't. You vidy, I can't. There was never any, like, trust. I was always on my oddy knocky, Grozny, bleeding Brachnys.
Everything works out. Funny the way it does.
You were very, very naughty, Alex boy. Grassing loud and clear about your old droogs. That was 2 years back. I had to. A court of law. The Pravda, the whole Pravda, Nietzsche Pope up there. Besides, it's all over now.
Not all over, little Bratty. Long memories, some has. The law has a long, long, long memory. And a long, long, like, arm. And it's the arm of the law now that doles out a bit of something.